Welcome to Four Chicks Chatting, a womanish podcast that will engage, excite, and empower you as we chat about business and personal development, all with a healthy dose of humor. And now it's time to check in with our chicks, Kathy, Kristen, Mary Fran, and Robin.
This is Robin, and we are back with another episode of Four Chicks Chatting. And today we have a very special guest with us, Stephanie Guss from the Mompreneur Mastermind Show podcast. She is a success strategist and passive income queen. Her mission is empowering women to step into their God-led potential and claim the success of happiness they deserve. She's a positivity junkie, a motivator, speaker, coach, and mentor. Most importantly, she's a wife, a mama to two little boys, and a Jesus freak. So that, in a nutshell, is Stephanie. And if you haven't found her on Instagram, I strongly encourage you to do so. But we'll give you all that information a little bit later after we chat with Stephanie, get to know her a little bit better, and share with you all of her amazingness.
So welcome.
Awesome. Well, thank you, ladies. Yes, I'm so thrilled to be here. Thanks for having me on.
We're delighted to have you. I mean, anytime we get to meet another amazing woman, we are super excited and we're thrilled to have you.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
So, Stephanie, I just want to start our little conversation and interview with asking you a quick question. How were you led to coaching?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I think as with anything, you know, you start this journey in your life and you really don't know ultimately where you're going to be led, right? So this journey to coaching started many, many years ago. I originally got started with entrepreneurship, as many women do, in the network marketing industry. I was looking for, how do I stay home with my kiddos, right? As so many women are. And well, long story short, 5 years in that industry, I made it, quote unquote, right? I mean, I had $17,000 a month. I walked the stage, had the $60,000 check, got the free car, like, you know, all the things that check the boxes of, oh, wow, she made it as an entrepreneur. But I think what people don't see is behind the scenes, all the struggles that it really takes, right? And overnight success is really not overnight success in so many instances. And so where I found myself was all my eggs are in this basket. Everything. I mean, I was working 50, 60 hours a week. I was on call after call after call, traveling, you know, draining, just the draining all and everything that I was. And I wasn't spending more time with my kids, to be really honest, but I was telling everyone this story of how I had all this residual income because that's the picture you paint. And I came to this crossroads, right, in my heart. And I was like, is this really the truth for me anymore? And is this really lighting me up anymore? And I really had this reckoning. I mean, truly, like I just had my second son. Here I am. I'm 60 pounds overweight. I'm going through this massive life transition. I'm like at this come to Jesus moment, like literally like come to Jesus, like help me figure out my purpose here. Right. And interestingly, when I kind of admitted to myself, like this isn't fueling me anymore. And I just opened my heart and I asked, you know, hey, God, hey, buddy, like, hey, yo, help me. Like, show me.
Yo, God.
Yeah. Like, you know, how many of you, I'm sure you guys have been there. And so I just opened my heart. I said, show me what's next. And through all of this difficult, very difficult, hard, dark season in my life, because network marketing was my identity in so many ways, I was led to new friends, new mentors. I let go of a lot of things that were hindering me and holding me back. And this friend and this mentor at the same time told me, hey, why don't you think about coaching? Like that's the piece of network marketing that you love, right? Like it's inspiring women. It's lifting them up. It's the leadership. It's the public speaking. It's helping women really grab a hold of their true potential. And I'm like, coaching? Like, I don't even know what that means. Mm-hmm. But as you guys know, doors continue to open when you open your heart to what's next. And so that's how Success with Stephanie was born. And I just leaped into the unknown. I had no idea how to become a coach. But oddly enough, I feel that people were led to me that just said, hey, do you do coaching? And all of a sudden, you know, the clients are there. So that's kind of how I was led to coaching.
I'm finding everything that you're saying so fascinating, because part of my story in the background is my son is in recovery from heroin addiction. He's doing marvelously well and wonderfully well, but so much of what you say aligns with that idea of there's a force out there. There's another force. And when you open your heart to that, regardless of what you call it, I'm kind of a Jesus freak myself. I think all the chicks are. We say we're recovering Catholics, but we're all within that, we're in that world. But the awareness of there being a force that you kind of can turn to in times of questioning that can lead you. And you said something, I was reading something about what you also had written on your website about, like, do the next right thing, like that kind of mentality, be open to what the next right step might make. And I think people need to hear that message more, that the business world and that spiritual part of you aren't necessarily mutually exclusive.
Exactly. And I think when you stop trying to look at things as mutually exclusive, like this is my spirituality, whether that's spirit, energy, force, God, and this is my business, because who ultimately gave you that business, right? Like when you start to align the spiritual divinity that's guiding you to your greatest calling, which is your business, I hope. And that's, you know, what I push so much is you do what you're led to do. That's where you find success. That's where the doors continue to open and there are no more barriers for you. So I think people have to first and foremost open up and say, it's not me leading me, it's this spiritual guidance leading me, and stop letting ourselves block that progression, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's a good point.
Stephanie, when I was looking up your information, I was especially looking at your Instagram to get a good picture of you and your work. And the one post that jumped right off of my phone to me was your one that says, if God called us to a task, he will qualify us for the job.
Boom.
And so many times people get stuck because they feel like they are supposed to go in a path, but they're so fearful that they don't know how to do it. And when you really lay it all on the big guy that, you know, like you said, yo buddy, come on. I mean, I had my come to Jesus moment. I literally was like screaming when I found out that I was pregnant with my second son. The first one was already diagnosed as blind. And I'm like, dude, I can't do this. Don't you dare. Don't you dare do that a second time. Right. And I actually had a person I interviewed for my book that raised a blind son to be incredibly successful. I said to her, I feel so bad. Here I am screaming at God about, you better do this. And she goes, oh, don't worry, sweetie. I broke him in for you.
I love that. That's fabulous.
I love that. And yeah, like, you know, God's not going to, he's giving you something to qualify your further journey. Like maybe you have that, those gifts, those amazing children with their blindness so that you can be this incredible advocate for this, right? And help other women realize this isn't a hindrance. This is a gift. And just because this child has this or that, it doesn't make them any less special. It doesn't mean that they can be any less successful in the world. So we are given, you know, the seasons or the things we think are difficult, I think they're actually gifts that create our story for us and that create the passion that we can then carry out and put into the world.
I agree 10,000%. You're exactly right.
Absolutely. I agree too. And I've seen it so many times in my own life, you know, it just, one thing leads to another, and it's not because of a decision I made necessarily. It's because obviously the big guy was watching out for me and putting people in my life to give me guidance when I really and truly needed it, because I wasn't capable of doing it myself.
And none of us are, right?
Right.
We all need that next step, or that mentor, that friend, or that program, or even that quote, that something. And it comes from somewhere beyond us that says, I'm here with you. Like, just trust me. Just trust me on this journey. Just trust that I have your best intention. I'm going to give you the tools. I'm going to open the doors, right? I mean, it's there for us if we would just trust it.
Yeah. So Stephanie, I can sense your passion. Like, it's just, it comes off of your Instagram post. It comes through in your podcast, and I can sense it right now as well. And one thing that you talk about is why your brand and business should be aligned with your passions and your zones of genius. Can you speak a little bit to that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that when we're not in alignment with what we're truly meant to do, everything's hard, right? We aren't excited. We wake up frustrated, like, I don't want to go to work. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overworked. Meh. Like, we're just living in this.
Are you in my head?
I say, I've said meh. Yeah.
I think, That's exactly what I did.
There you go. And so, and why is this? Okay, it's because people do what they know. We all have this comfort zone. We have these degrees. We have these thoughts and these things that were embedded into our subconscious mind from childhood about what makes you successful and what you should do. Okay. So we go do those things. But the secret is that those are not our gifts from our source or our God, right? Those are things that this earth told us was what's going to make us successful. So I think if you take a step back and you ask yourself, am I 100% fueled by what I'm doing today? Am I furthering the things that are in my zone of genius? Like, am I really great at what I do on a daily basis? Most often the answer is no, right? And so I always ask my clients, I'm like, listen, imagine if you stopped holding yourself back and doing what's going to pay the bills. And I get it. We all have bills. But if you stop saying, this is all I am worth, this is all I can do, and you just leapt into what your heart was calling you to do and did what you loved instead of what you knew how to do, like, imagine how you would feel. How would your life be different? Because I think happiness is success, right? Fulfillment is success. And then money follows passion. It's not the other way around, right? We have to first be passionate about what we're doing and love it, and then the money will find us. So that's why I preach about you have to be in alignment with your call, if that makes sense.
You know, I think one of the things that strikes me here, my background is in education, and for years and years and years, the education system in this country always talked about working on people's weaknesses. Mm-hmm. And we should be working on our strengths, because our strengths are the things that we usually love. And we have this like puritanical notion that work has to be hard. But from what you're saying, and I think what most people find is true, is that the things that come easy to us, the things that we love, that's where our work should be centered.
Yeah, 100%. And people overcomplicate it, or they think, mm-hmm. Well, I love music, but they've been told for decades, there's no money in music. You can't do that. You've got to go do your law degree. You have a law degree.
Right.
Okay. And I totally understand that. And I understand why our parents tell us that, and why the educational system tells us these things. But if your heart is not fulfilled and you're not, I mean, you are given a gift and a love and something that is natural to you, that you gravitate towards music, right? Great. You should do something there. Stop forcing this other, you know, job or this other thing that's paying the bills when it doesn't light your soul on fire. Because why are we living this life if we're not doing something that lights our soul on fire?
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
You know, that's my question.
Mm-hmm. What's it all
about?
Okay,
guys, yeah. I'm officially leaving the podcast and fulfilling my dream as a backup singer and dancer.
Only if we get front row seats every
That's
show.
What I was called to do.
There's conditions to that.
I have
it,
a
girl.
God-given talent for it. So,
it, girl.
Seth, can you give our listeners some ideas, some tools to monetize? You talk about the passion, and how do you monetize that passion?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think this is really where women struggle. They're like, okay, you know, I hear you, Steph, right? Like Kathy's like, I'm going to go be a backup singer. Like, okay, yes. They're like, I hear you, but how can I monetize a passion or a call on my heart? And y'all, I warned you about this. It's a snow day and my son is needing something. Just a second.
Oh, yes, let him come on in.
We've all been there.
We have all been there. And this is actually a good part of what we struggle with as women. How do we make those things? Hi, bud.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. How's that snow?
What do you like the snow? Yeah. So being a mompreneur means juggling podcast interviews and your son being home from a snow day. So what do you need, bud?
This is for on the TV.
Oh, you need me to fix your show?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, give me 30 seconds.
Okay.
We'll talk about what Steph's talking about in the interim, because Steph has to go fix the TV. But, you know, it's a perfect, this is a perfect moment. Don't
it
you
really
think?
Is. It oh, really yeah. is. Because in all honesty, my son's about to come in from his midterm. So who knows what chaos could ensue at my own house.
But balancing all that stuff is something that we all have to do. I mean, if you're going to entertain the idea of not going into that corporate world and not going into that space, you have to be aware that this other stuff is going to enter into the flow of your day, and you have to figure out how to manage it.
Absolutely. And this is what we talked a lot about, surrounding yourself with people that you can trust and that are going to build you up and are going to be flexible for stuff like this. This is our life. This is how we roll. And we're not as rigid as maybe some other groups, and this works out perfectly. I mean, it's not kind of like we scripted it.
Yeah, and she is back, folks. She's back.
Thank you, Steph, for showing that you can have it all.
That's right. That is right, ladies. And you guys, it's so funny because I think this is this total epitome of what it means to be a mompreneur. And I tell my clients all the time, I'm like, go live. Who cares if your kid is running in the background? Like, I'll tell you guys, every time I go live, my son will come in and be like, Mom, I just pooped. I'm not kidding. But the beauty of that is it makes it more relatable, right?
Yeah,
like, absolutely.
When you're trying to inspire people, I'm not so sure saying, Mom, I pooped does it. But by the same token, it is so relatable that people can go, well, clearly my life is maybe not the same as hers, but pretty darn close. So maybe I can do this too.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. So sorry, feel free to edit that out if you want. If not, let's rock and roll.
It's perfect.
Priceless. Plus, Mary Fran said poop like twice, didn't you?
Yeah. There you go. Did I say poop? I probably did. I don't know.
Okay, so your question was, how do you monetize your passion, right?
Right.
All right. So again, this is where I think that women struggle because they hear the message. They're like, okay, I'm going to go and be a backup dancer. This is this dream I have. This is what I want to do, right? But how do I make money at this? So this is where I come in. Like, this is what I actually do. This is what I coach people on. Because you have to first think about, all right, what is my target market? And what are the top three problems that they have? Or what are the top three solutions that my passion or my gifts or my products provide? And then the second tier of that is, how can you then package that up in an automated way, preferably, right? Like ebooks, online courses, coaching, mentorship, subscription groups, something that you can then monetize at the end of podcasts, lives, videos, blog posts. You need something that is yours and that you make 100% profit margin on. And this is where they get stuck. So that's how you monetize a passion, is you figure out, what is the solutions I need to provide? Then how do I package this up in an automated way? That's really the first step in creating a plan where you can bring money in from a passion that you have online specific.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I think that clearly online learning is huge right now. And I mean, for all the obvious and all of the right reasons, and being able to, but I do think that you're right, where the transfer of what's up here in your head to something that other people can take and use is exactly where people get stuck. And this is where they need help, how to make that information something that is palatable and usable, that other people can take things out of it. So I kind of like the way you're breaking it down into that, like the idea of three things there and figuring out how to work it from there.
Yeah. And then you guys, like the actual implementations, they're like, okay, well, I have an idea and I want to do an ebook. The very first course that I did, I used a Google search bar, like literally, you know, and then from there I realized the importance of, oh, I can actually take courses that teach me this stuff. Okay. And so don't get stuck in the overwhelm of, but I don't know how, so I'm just going to stare at it and then I'm going to hide from it. Because again,
you mean that's not a reasonable course of action? How many of us have done that?
And so many people do that in so many areas of their life, right? But how can you grow and how can you create, even if it was a flop? So what? You learned along the way. And so I always say it's better done than perfect. It's better you start somewhere. And so, you know, use a Google search bar, get a mentor, take the coaching program, do what you need to do to figure out the hows of monetizing your passion, because you have to start. You have to start the staircase to your ultimate success. And until you start taking the steps, you know, the doors are going to continue to be shut until you say, I'm ready to try, if that makes sense.
And do you find, Steph, that when people do that, things start to evolve? I mean, my situation has been such that this path that I'm on now, this whole speaking and writing books gig and all that, that was not part of the original plan. But being open to that kind of evolution, and again, this kind of circles back to your idea of that spiritual guidance kind of thing. So you put this in play, and then you also see what evolves to come next. And maybe that guides you on the step following.
Oh, all the time. All the time. There was never a day where I was like, I'm going to be a podcast host one day.
We said never. The same thing a year and a half ago. We didn't.
I didn't even know these people.
Who are these women? What is happening?
And why are they in my office? Steph, what do you think is the number one obstacle that you hear or that your clients feel is their number one obstacle to actually getting started?
You know, there's a couple things. And so the first one that popped in my mind is that they say, I don't have a following at all. Like, I don't have, it's me. I'm like me and my mom. My mom likes my stuff.
Robin's mom likes our stuff.
Yeah. We all love Robin, her and our own moms.
Hey, Robin's
I pay
mom.
My kids.
Yeah. And so that's probably the one I hear most often. And to that, I have to say, well, did anybody start with a following? I mean, no matter what you do, it's just you. No matter what you started out with, like when Robin started her photography business, she had to go, well, I guess today's the day I should figure out where to get clients, right? And so what I say to them is start talking about your passion. Start putting it out there. Do the video, do the blog post. Just put it, just say it out loud. I am blank. What are you? What do you want to become? And when you start putting the value out there, believe it or not, again, you know, I think that the people will be led to your content that are going to just love what you are and who you are and the passion, excitement you have about your gifts. And then they're going to what? Talk about you, because that's all we do.
We chat.
And then the second piece of that is to be patient with the process. You're not going to have a trillion followers overnight. You're going to have to not believe in yourself, but continue to show up long enough for people to find you. And also, I think that we have to prove our trust in our, you know, the source, and for me, God, and say, I'm willing to continue believing in you, that you will ultimately give me the people I need. You will ultimately lead me to the courses and the venue, like, oh, God's the one that showed me, hey girl, you should do a podcast. You know, one day I woke up, and I literally just woke up and had this massive moment of clarity. And it was like the idea had been planted within me in my sleep. I have no idea where it came from. I do know where it came from, but I woke up going, I'm going to do a podcast. And within 1 week I committed to doing it, because I feel like those ideas are not out of, they're there for a reason, and you've been given these ideas because you are meant to be successful in what you're gifted at, right? So just do the thing, do it, keep going, keep showing up, and the following will appear. Like, just believe in yourself long enough to have some success at what you're doing.
I love that idea of just showing up, because there are days when you don't have that high level of energy to bring to it. But as long as you just show up day after day, and I guess maybe do even one thing, then, you know, who knows when that's going to be the day that something good happens. I like that.
Exactly.
So yeah. Stephanie, you've got your podcast, you've got your coaching business, you've got social media to maintain, you have your Facebook group. How in the world do you do it all? Like, what's your secret to getting everything done and making the most of all of your time?
Sure. So obviously you guys noticed I have two children. And normally one's in school and one is two, so he still takes these naps. And so I came up with this idea of, and I'm an overachiever. I love routine. I'm a self-motivated human being. Like, if you give me something, I'm going to get it done. But I realized I'm not going to do that at the expense of my kids. I'm not going to do that at the expense of my family time. And so what I do is I time block. And have an entire podcast episode about this, because this is truly what I believe allows me to be successful in so many areas. It's episode 12, and it's all about time blocking. But here's what it is. I don't believe there's such a thing as I don't have enough time. There's too much to do. Like, I call BS, because I think that it all comes back to prioritizing, right?
Yep.
And all of us have the ability. We are grown ups, some of us, okay? Like most of us are grown ups.
Speak for yourself, Stephanie.
Yeah. I
don't. Okay, 90% of the time we're grown ups. And we have to take control of our lives, ladies, people listening, right? Like you have to come up with the daily plan of intentionality for your life and your business. And then you have to plug in all the things that matter to you, that create your best, most balanced life, right? So what does living well mean for you? And then you dedicate and you reverse engineer your day. So let me give you an example for today, right? This morning while my kids were eating breakfast, I found out we had a snow day and I'm like, Lord have mercy, please get me today because I have all this stuff happening. So found that out, right? So I get the planner out and I plan my week before the week begins. So today I'm filling it in. I'm like, okay, I have an hour in the morning. I'm going to prep for Four Chicks Chatting, the show I'm going to be on. I've got to send a contract. I've got to do this and that. So I had an hour of work this morning while the kids were eating breakfast. That's in my planner. Like it's that detailed. And then I know, okay, the kids are going to be going crazy. So I'm going to take that next hour to like actually shower. You're welcome. Put my hair in a bun. Okay. I told Robin, I'm like, I must really love you because I hate getting ready on days I'm home.
We don't either.
We appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Yes, you do. Because normally it's pretty scary. So I did that. So, and then now I knew, okay, my other kid's napping, right? I'm going to get this one set up. I'll let him have his hour and a half of screen time or whatever. And I'm going to show up for this podcast. And so you have to plug in. What are the times of my day? I schedule 30 minutes a day for meditation and prayer. I have an hour a day that I go to the gym every single day. Like that is non-negotiable because I feel that your best you is in multiple areas. It's in health and wellness, your spirituality, your relationships, your children, your business. So I plan that out every day and make sure each of those categories have a time block and that I'm committed to fulfilling it. And if I didn't fulfill it, I take the end of the day to actually focus on that or make sure the next day has a little bit more time in that area, right? So it's time blocking when you have the free time. If you have children, use nap time. If you have a full-time job, use your lunch break. I don't care who you are, what you do. You can create the space in your life to do the things that make you the best. So, yeah.
Set your alarm earlier. Everybody can do that. I don't like to, but you have to do it.
30 minutes earlier is when I scheduled in my meditation, my prayer time. And guess what? Your whole life is shifted when each area is fulfilled. You know, I wasn't my happiest self when I was 60 pounds overweight, but I was working my business 60 hours a week because money makes you successful, right? No, that wasn't the truth. And so time blocking in, scheduling out, it will change your life.
Love that.
So I've decided, Stephanie, that we're going to be best friends and across the miles because you live so far away. You are preaching all of the, and I can feel all of your energy coming through. And this is going to be one of my favorite episodes of the Four Chicks. I know it because it is such a great energy and you're giving our listeners not only so many brilliance bombs, but some real life stuff. And I always say that I'm the mom that makes blindness cool, right? I've got two blind kids and usually people think that that's depressing and all, and we've made it fun and uplifting and you're the mom that makes a purpose-driven life very cool. I love that you're just talking about it. It's the through line in all of your work. And if people cannot hear the excitement and passion and love coming from you being a God-centered person, then they're not hearing this with the right ears because it's coming through your whole message. And I feel like I have to listen to you every Monday to power me through, especially since we're coming off of a tough loss in Philly last night. But you've redone my whole energy now and make me feel so much better.
Oh, thank you, Kristen, so much. That really means everything to me because that is my call, is being an educator, a motivator, lifting women up. So to hear that you reconfirm that, it means a lot. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's awesome. And Kristen, you nailed it because her energy is great. It, like even in the pot, when you listen to her podcast, it's like, I get an extra step when I'm walking the dog. Like, I can go home and I can do X, Y, Z because Stephanie said I could.
Get it, sister. Well,
You know, acknowledging that there are all those different areas of your life that you need to pay some attention to, I think is also really validating for people, because so many times, you know, we have these words in our business vocabulary about prioritizing. And for some reason, that always shifts to like this stuff like, well, how am I going to make the most money? And how am I going to do the most this? And all of those things obviously are important. But unless you're taking care of the other stuff that maybe doesn't necessarily immediately result in a financial gain or something like that, the end result is not going to be as big a payoff as it might be if you were recognizing that you have all those other areas in your life too that need attention.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that.
Bob and I had a conversation last night because I, of course, was frustrated because I felt like I was getting too much on my plate to do. And he said, well, why don't you do blah, blah, blah? And I said, well, I guess I just put everybody else's needs first now, don't I?
Yeah.
And so, of course, I wasn't looking for a fight, but there it was. And so, and he said, just can't you put your own mask on first? And that's always throughout our married life, that's been a key phrase that we've used for each other. And he's absolutely right that I am no good for anyone until I take care of myself.
Mm-hmm. So, oh my gosh. Yes, 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 yes. Mm-hmm. And I think as women and mothers, it's our natural instinct to put other people first.
Yep.
You know, our kids first, or even our, if you have a corporate job, to put the career first, like we're constantly putting everything first. And when we take a step back and say, okay, what makes me my best me first? Always that question should be the first thing. And so usually we're missing either our health, we're not eating right, we're not exercising, we're not taking spirituality time, we're not taking self-care time. What is it that lights you up? And don't negotiate on that, because when you are fulfilled and happy and you're spend money on you, because you're your best asset. If you are not just thriving, you are not going to go fuel other people in your best way. So totally love that, Kathy. That's so key.
Well, I'm definitely taking that spend money on you thing with me.
Yeah, right.
I like that one.
Mary Fran getting a manicure, ladies.
Yeah. Where do you see Mary Fran showing up in her new outfit? I can't wait for that.
You know, go ahead. I'm sorry,
Robin. No, go ahead.
A couple of years ago, I ended up in one of my pits of my journey, right? And I went through a group that did Max Lucado's You'll Get Through This. And I had to put myself back together, and I came back from that a bazillion time better mom. But I had to work on me and get myself all the way back. And my kids, to this day, people will say, gosh, your kids are so happy and radiant right now. But it was because I had to put that oxygen mask on. I'm like pointing at you guys on the screen where you're at on my screen. This is going to look wild on the replay.
Put your mask on.
Put it on. Finger dancing. Your joy is showing through, Kristen. You're finger dancing.
I'm working the orchestra of the Four Chicks.
You guys are awesome.
Oh, so Stephanie, what are some tips? Like say I'm sure we do have some listeners. We have some that have, you know, businesses that are thriving and very successful, but then we also have people listening that are starting a new business. And we've already kind of touched on some tips and some hints from you as far as, you know, what to do and things like that. But what are a couple of tips that you would give a brand new brand or business that is just starting out? Like what would you advise them to do, or what steps would you advise them to take?
Yeah. So if you're a brand new business, okay, here's the secret that you need to know. And it's as with any, like a brick and mortar, if you had started a brick and mortar, if you had started anything else, a franchise, I would tell you the same thing. Okay. Expect to have a 2-year timeline where you are pouring all of you in, and you're not necessarily getting 100% financial gain back, or you're not growing as fast as you think you should, right? Because I think that there's this formula when it comes to success, and that is it's consistency. And that means true consistency. There's no excuses for showing up live, for doing the post, for putting out your weekly newsletter. Like, what do you do so that people can get to know, like, and trust you? And I know you hear that all the time from everyone because it's so important. If your client doesn't get you, speak your language like you know that you're a real human and you're trying to solve a problem for them, they're not going to buy from you or work with you. It's just the way that it is. So consistently showing up, The next one for me is you must have the work ethic. Okay. If you are not a self-driven person, I encourage you to invest in some type of accountability program, a coach, have someone to keep you on track. Because if we have the great plan, but we never execute the plan, how can we grow our brand or business, you know? So it's having that work ethic and dedication. And then the next one for me is to have passion. And you guys have talked about, we've talked about this on this episode quite a bit so far, but it's, if you can hear my passion coming through about what I'm talking about and my excitement and my energy, how much more inclined are you to what? Come listen to my podcast. Come see who is this woman behind the voice or behind the excitement. And that's the same for you. So muster it up. Like, girl, get excited. I want you to write down the things that you love about your brand or your business. Like, why did you start? Why are you better for it? Why is yours the best? Write those things down and then start sharing it and let them hear your voice. If you're scared of video, like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go, girl, because video is the number one way that you will sell stuff online. It is the number one way people will get to know you in a faster capacity, and you are so much more visible than if you're writing. So let them hear you. And if you're like, I'm never doing video, do something audible, do a podcast, just start to get out there with your passion. Okay. And then the final one for the formula here is that you still must maintain balance at when you start off, right? And you guys, you're new. What do you want to do? All you want to do is be successful. You know, I want to make it. I want to have more clients. I want to get more, you know, more customers. But when you burn out, you're no good to anyone. When you're ignoring your family and your kids and things start, your health starts to suffer, is it worth it? So I think that you're actually going to get further in your journey faster if you have power time that you focus on your business or brand, or you outsource or you get help and you maintain the things that still make you the best you. I think for me, those are the areas that you can really focus on to have success as a new brand or business.
Great tips.
Oh my gosh. See, I usually do it by post-it notes, how many post-it notes I take. And I had to start on loose leaf paper. You've blown my post-it note roll. Wide open.
Well, that's a first.
That's a first.
Boom.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've broken a record of Kristen's post-it notes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So for everybody who's listening, first of all, where they can find you, and if you have anything that you think your listeners or our listeners absolutely have to have, if you have a promotional item you'd like to share, please, let's hear it. Yeah,
of course. So first of all, you guys, thank you. I've had so much fun. I'm like, let's just start like the five chicks chatting.
Yeah.
It's been so fun. I love it. Thanks for having me. And you guys, if you want to head
on. I'm going on tour.
Yeah,
so, that's
you
right.
Oh, my spot.
Backup dancing.
Yeah, clearly, I'm on.
That's
tour.
It.
So, callings have been discovered. With that. So, first of all, ladies, come over and check out the podcast. I think that's the first place you can get tons of business training, motivation. It's a faith-led business podcast, and it's called the Mompreneur Mastermind Show. You can find it on iTunes, Spotify, all the places that you listen to podcasts. So head over there, check it out. And then I do have a freebie, and this is for anybody that has an online business and you struggle with growing a following, your engagement is lackluster, your Facebook group is like a graveyard, you're like, help me, okay? This is for you, and this is 30 growth hacks, 30 ways to grow your following and your engagement in 30 days. So you guys can get that at 30growthhacks.gr8.com, or any of this is over on my website, which is stephaniegass.com.
Excellent. 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 Everybody's going to be flocking. Wait till you see the uptick.
There's going to be smoke coming out of your computer soon.
I'm ready. Ready.
People are pulling over while they're listening in their car right now. Make sure you pull over, listeners.
Yes.
This was fantastic, Stephanie.
Safety
thank
doesn't
you
take a
so
holiday.
Much. Thank you so much for joining us.
This you are so welcome.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you guys.
It was awesome. Thanks so much for your time and for the, I know it was a little bit of a challenge just trying to navigate the snow day and everything to fit us
in.
No worries. So thank you.
We really appreciate it. Thanks, ladies.
Yeah. So with that,
I think we are wrapping it up for today. Another episode of Four Chicks Chatting. Please find us on that social thing. And please, if you would be so generous to us, write us a review. They are our lifeline, so we would really appreciate that. Check out Stephanie, and we will see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to our chicks. Want to learn how to create your own chick chat? Head to our website, chickschatting.com. Be sure to join our chats on that social thing, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.